الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم My dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, millions and millions of thanks and gratitude, shukr is shown in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us once again with this opportunity to gain the blessings of commemorating, talking about the best of creation, the jewel of creation, the essence of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned by Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who states that undoubtedly the night of the birth of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this night is even more superior to that of Shab-e Qadr and Laylatul Qadr. And the reason he mentions is that because the night in which the chief of all Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was born, was the night in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came into this world. Whereas Laylatul Qadr, this is that night which is bestowed upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the night which has become great due to the advent of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is more sacred and more glorious than the night which has become great due to the descending of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Islam brothers, when there was disbelief and polytheism, terror and brutality within the universe, in Makkatul Mukarramah, a nur, it shone in the blessed home of Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha on the night of the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. That nur, that light, it then illuminated the entire universe. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he came into this world as a mercy for the entire universe. As soon as this manifestation of the nur and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into the world on the night of the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the dark clouds of oppression, they were removed and the Kaaba, it began to sway in ecstasy. My dear Islam brothers, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's Sunnah inspired bayan, we will talk about the zikr and the glory of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the dignity of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will try and gain the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this as well. As it has been mentioned in the narration, that wherever the mahafil of the zikr of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, it descends upon that gathering. And who has more piety than Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is the greatest of the great, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will listen about the glorious power and the ikhtiyarat and authority of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, if we are blessed to able to understand this, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, definitely we will receive abundant blessings and mercy before the bayan continues any further. Let's welcome this speech on the greatness of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with a few slogans given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Daan Barakatum al-Aliyah. Sarkar ki amad, Sardar ki amad, Aminat ke phool ki amad, مقبول قیامت، پیارے قیامت، اچھے قیامت، سچے قیامت، سونے قیامت، موہنے قیامت، محمد قیامت، مختار قیامت، مجتبی قیامت، اس نور قیامت، حضور قیامت، صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاة وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سیدنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم mentioning the day of judgment, he has mentioned a very beautiful account in which it is mentioned that on the day of judgment, after the people, they have assembled, they will then all go to Sayyiduna Adam, Safiyullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and they will say to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam that you intercede with your Rabb in our favor. He will say, I am not for this, but you should seek the mercy of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. As Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is Khalilullah. Then the entire humanity will go to Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He alayhi salam will also say the same thing, that I am not for this, but you should go to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam will also say the same thing, I am not for this, you should go to Sayyiduna Isa Ruhullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So then the people will go to Sayyiduna Isa Ruhullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will also say the very same thing, I am not for this, but you should go to Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Then the entire creation, from going from one prophet to the other prophet, that prophet to the next prophet, will finally arrive at the feet of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they will say to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to intercede for them. Then Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala, he mentioned in this hadith, that when they come to me, I will say to them that I am for making your intercession. Then I will seek the permission from my Lord Azza wa Jal, and I will be granted permission from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then I will say such praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I do not have the knowledge of now. And no one has ever heard these praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that day, when I fall into sajda in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then on that day, the day of judgment, it will be said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, say, you will be listened to, ask, you will be granted, make intercession, it will be accepted. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he further goes on and says, I will humbly say, Ya Rabb, Ummati, but O Rabb, my Ummah. So will be said, go and take every person of your Ummah out of the fire of hell who has faith equal to the grain of barley, and I will go and I will take them out. Then I will return and I will praise my Lord Azza wa Jal out of those praises that will have never been heard ever before this. Then again, I will fall into sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, say, you will be listened to, ask, and you will be granted, make intercession, and it will be accepted. I will once again say humbly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rab, Ummati, Ya Rab Azza wa Jal, my Ummah. It will be said, go and take every person of your Ummah out who has faith equal to a grain of mustard seed. So I will go and I will take every such person out of the fire of hell. Then I will come back and I will return and praise Allah Azza wa Jal in such a way that he has never been praised before. I will once again fall into sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, say, you will be listened to, ask, you will be granted, make intercession, it will be accepted. I will once again say, Ya Rab, Ummati, أمتي. Oh Lord Azza wa Jal, my Ummah, my Ummah. Allah Azza wa Jal will then say, go and take the one out of the fire who has faith, who has Iman, even less than the grain of mustard seed. So I will go and I will take all of the believers out of the fire. Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in the commentary of this hadith, he mentions that we must keep in mind that we ourselves, we cannot praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam teaches us how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we only praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam praises Allah azza wa jal only by virtue of Allah azza wa jal teaching the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the way in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is to praise Allah azza wa jal. No one amongst the creation has ever praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Lord, in the way Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has praised his Lord. Therefore, the name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been given Ahmad within the skies. And the word Ahmad, this means the one who praises Allah azza wa jal a lot. He rahmatullahi ta'ala li, meaning Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala li. He further goes on and he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will praise Allah azza wa jal unprecedentedly in that sajda and at the maqam of Mahmood, which Allah azza wa jal will praise the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such a way that none could have ever done. That is that why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is being given the title and the name Muhammad, which means who has been greatly praised. Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment will praise Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam like none other praise has ever been heard. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he will visit the fire of hell to take out the sinners from it. So it has become obvious that for the sinners like us, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will go to the inferior place. Today, if the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he comes to a gathering of milad, a majlis of dhikr by his mercy, then definitely this is certainly possible for him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it does not decrease the glory and the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but rather this increases the glory and the honor of our homes and our majalis. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear Islam brothers, we have heard about the glory and the splendor which Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon our Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and about so many different authority and powers that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with on that day of judgment. That day when everyone will be saying, go to someone else, go to someone else. On that day the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be saying that I have been appointed for this reason. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he will be restless in order to protect his sinful ummah from the torment of the fire of hell. And he will be continuously seeking permission from Allah azza wa jal for making intercession on behalf of his ummah. Then Allah azza wa jal will bestow the power of making intercession upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will intercede in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on behalf of his ummah, releasing them from the fire of hell and will enter them into the gardens of paradise. Sarkar ki aamad, dildar ki aamad, aula ki aamad, aala ki aamad, wala ki aamad, bala ki aamad, yasin ki aamad, taha ki aamad, muzammil ki aamad, mudaffir ki aamad, mukhtar ki aamad, mukhtar ki aamad, mukhtar ki aamad, marhaba ya Mustafa, marhaba ya Mustafa, marhaba ya المصطفى، صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم، صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. My dear Islamists, undoubtedly the owner and the creator of the entire universe is Allah Azza wa Jal. And every single creation is dependent upon the being and the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing in the entire universe is out of the possession and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, the Honorable Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are so respectable and blessed that they hold the highest status amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, the miracles and the powers that are bestowed upon them are also better and superior to the powers bestowed upon the rest of the creation. Amongst them, the status and the rank of our master, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is not concealed from any Muslim. Therefore, the power of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is more than the power and the authority given to any other Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. At many places in the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal himself has mentioned the absolute power which has been granted to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a few of these verses of the glorious Quran. It has been mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 65, translation from Kanzul Iman. So, O dear Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by oath of your Lord Azza wa Jal, they will not be Muslims until they appoint you a judge for the disputes between them. And then whatever you have decided, they should find not opposition to it within their hearts, and they must accept it wholeheartedly. In another place of the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 7, translation from Kanzul Iman, and accept whatever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives you, and refrain from whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forbids you. In another place of the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 36, translation from Kanzul Iman, and no Muslim man or no Muslim woman has any right in any affair when Allah Azza wa Jal and His noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have decreed a command regarding it. Sadrul Afadil, Mufti Naimuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that it has become obvious that the obedience to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in every single matter, this is wajib and necessary upon us. And no one has an authority to act in contradiction to the blessed commands of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers, we have seen what kind of power and authority that the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been bestowed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that, even in personal matters of Muslims, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given and granted the power, and his obedience was made compulsory and necessary upon the entire Muslim ummah. In the same way, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also been granted this power that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can command anyone to do anything, and he can forbid anyone from anything at any particular time. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that the beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is the vice general of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has absolute authority on the matters. The entire universe has been given under the control of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is all under the power of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wills, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can do. And whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wills to give to anyone, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can give it to that individual. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wishes to take something back, he can take that back from whoever he wishes as well. There is no one in the entire universe who can reject the order of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The entire universe it is bound to follow the order of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not bound to follow the command of anyone except his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla's beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the master of all people. And those who do not consider him to be their master, they are deprived of the sweetness of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The entire earth and its possessions, the entire paradise and its property, meaning the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth, they are all under the command and the keys of paradise and that of hell. They have all been given in the hands of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sustenance and goodness and the bestowal of every kind of distributed from the blessed court of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The world and the hereafter are part of the bestowals of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The laws of the Sharia, they have been given under the power of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wills to declare haram for anyone, he may do so. And whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wills to declare halal for anyone, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam may do so. And whatever fard he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wills to exempt, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam may exempt that from an individual. Let's listen to a few narrations in relation to this. When Allah Azza wa Jal made Hajj fard upon his bondsmen, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he made an announcement that Hajj has become fard in a sermon, in a khutbah, saying that, O people, Allah Azza wa Jal has made fard for you, therefore perform Hajj. Then a companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has Hajj be made fard every year? He repeated this question a couple of times. The third time, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, if I had said yes, then performing Hajj, it would have become fard upon you every single year. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he remained silent upon this. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that if I had said yes, then it would have become fard upon you every single year. Remember, my dear Islam brothers, Hajj, this is only fard once in a person's life. As it is stated in a hadith, that when the blessed companion Sayyiduna Aqra bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala an asked a question about Hajj being fard every year, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala said, Hajj is fard only once, and one who performs it more than once, it will be voluntary and it will be nafil. Let's listen to a few narrations about the independency of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the well-wishing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in relation to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in one hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that if I had not taken care of the difficulties of this ummah, I would have made miswak fard for them in the way I have made wudu fard for them. In another hadith it has been mentioned, if I have not taken care of the difficulties of my ummah, I surely would have ordered to delay Isha Salah to 1/3 of the night or to the middle of the night. In another hadith it has been mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if I have not taken care of the weakness of the old and the illness of patients, I would surely have delayed the Salah of Isha until the middle of the night. Look at the well-wishing the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has for this ummah. He cared about the difficulties of this ummah. And for this reason, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he did not command these particular commandments that he has mentioned. My dear sir, we must remember that miswak, this is a very beautiful sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ummul mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba wa Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She has mentioned that whenever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would come home, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do the miswak sharif. And whenever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would rest during the day or the night, then upon wakening, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would use the blessed miswak before performing the wudu. My dear son brothers, today we are gathered to commemorate the birth and the mawlid of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean to commemorate this birth? What does it mean to talk about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Commemoration of the mawlid of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in simple words, is just to praise Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Commemoration of the mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is to talk about the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Commemoration of the mawlid of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is to talk about the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, he has stated, Hairahu mere shah, main kya kya kahun tujhe? What are we to talk about Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam? Allah Azza wa Jal has given every single quality to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All of the qualities that were in the previous Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa salam, they have all been gathered in the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And not only that, but they have been gathered in the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to a much greater degree than any other Prophet alayhim as-salatu wa salam. Every single Prophet was blessed with miracles, some with a few, some with many more. But the miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are greater than the miracles of any other Prophet before him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do we not read the glorious Quran? The ulama have mentioned that amongst the greatest miracles of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the revelation of the glorious Quran. If this Quran, if it was to be revealed upon a mountain, that mountain would perish. But this Quran, it was revealed upon the heart of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his heart was prepared for this. Amongst the reasons and the wisdoms of the miracle of the Shakkul Sadr, meaning the splitting of the chest of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, amongst the reasons of this, one thing that is mentioned is that the reason for this was so that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can be prepared for everything that is going to come ahead for him. One of the times that this splitting of the chest was done was before the first wahi. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's chest, it was getting ready to receive the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another time was before the time of the Mi'raj of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is another great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is our belief and our aqidah that other than Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from the beginning of time until now, and from now until the day of judgment, no individual will be blessed or has been blessed with the zidar and the ziyarah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a conscious state, in a wakeful state with the eyes of the body. Other than Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, this is not even possible for anyone in this world. Yes, inshallah, we will be blessed with the zidar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, inshallah, azza wa jal. But in this world, it's a khas quality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, this is the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this beautiful madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Dawat-e-Islami is working all around the world to bring back the Ashikan-e-Rasul, Ashikan-e-Milad, back to the way of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, back to the way of the teaching of the glorious Quran and the Sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is for this reason that Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, he has given us this very beautiful and very simple aim, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal. This is our maqsad, this is our aim of our life, inshallah, azza wa jal. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Dawat-e-Islami is a platform for us to continue and to carry out this maqsad and this aim for us, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. At the time and the occasion of the mawlid of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we remind ourselves of the commandments of Allah azza wa jal's beloved messenger, and we remind ourselves of his teachings so that from the blessings of the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we make firm intentions insha'Allah azza wa jal, and we take this further all year round insha'Allah azza wa jal. We live our lives in accordance with the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And insha'Allah azza wa jal, if we want to see if we have gained the true blessings of the mawlid of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we need to see that after attending the mahafil and the ijtima'at of Milad, have we changed our ways, or are we the very same person? We've attended ijtima'i Milad in the night, in the morning. Have we woken up for Salatul Fajr, or we still fast asleep? We've attended ijtima'i Milad. Have we increased in our recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or are we still negligent of this fact? We've attended the ijtima'at milaj, but have we increased in our recitation of the word is Quran? We've attended the ijtima'at milaj, but have we increased in our religious and Islamic knowledge? Or are we heedless of all of these actions? If we are, my dear Islam brothers, this is a moment for us to think. The benefit of coming to these ijtima'at are that these are reminders for us, for me and you, so that we remind ourselves that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is more beloved to us than anything in this world. Literally, more beloved to us than ourselves, our children, our mothers, our fathers, more beloved is the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And our love for him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it necessitates that we follow his sunnah. Our love for him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it necessitates that whatever he sallallahu ta'ala has commanded we do, and whatever he sallallahu ta'ala has forbidden we refrain from. And this is the message of the milad of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that how upon the arrival of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam illuminated the entire universe. We make dua that ya Allah azza wa jal, for the sake of the mawlid of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you illuminate our hearts as well. And you illuminate our character with the love and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, for all of this, I invite each and every one of you inshaAllah azza wa jal, that you keep yourselves attached with this beautiful Madani environment of Dawat-i-Islami, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Attend the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima'at of Dawat-i-Islami every single week, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Watch the Madani Muzakira of Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Zirqatul Aliya. Travel upon the Madani Kafile. Live your life in accordance to the Madani in'amat. When you put all of these pieces of puzzles together, insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will have the Madani transformation taking place in your life, insha'Allah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit of the mawlid of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Jalameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.